Good morning. It's the 20th of October. Our New Testament reading today is John 13 and 14. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book on the Gospel of John, dealing particularly with the going away of Jesus, as described in chapter 14. I read, "The going away of Jesus was connected with his work on their behalf. I go to prepare a place for you. His present work as high priest on behalf of his people and the direction of human affairs to the end appointed are parts of his preparatory work on their behalf. But while it was necessary for him to go away, he promised to return and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. They will be with him, then, for ever. And if we may give the words, where I am, the significance attached to them in earlier references, we must understand Jesus to say they would then share his full fellowship with the Father. He was then in that position. They would attain to it at his second coming, when, approved and forgiven, they would be made like him in nature, to live for ever in the Father's house. Incorporation in the house, then, required preparation now. This had been illustrated in his own life, in the observance of which they should have learned the way to the Father. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." They did not grasp his meaning that the way was a mode of life, which they had seen in him. Thus, in knowing him, they knew the way. A question by Thomas drew from Jesus the explanation. "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" The Father's house, of which Jesus had spoken, was associated in their minds with the temple in Jerusalem. Rightly so. How then could Jesus talk of going away if he was to prepare a place for them? The place was there. The idea of separation was at once unpleasant and incongruous, and the feelings of Thomas, discouraged and perplexed, are expressed in his words. Jesus did not directly answer whither he went, although it is implied that it was to the Father he was going. But even here there is a double thought. He speaks of men coming to the Father by him as the outcome of his going to the Father. His going was physical, an actual bodily ascent, while their coming was a spiritual approach in a new spiritual relationship. Jesus focuses attention upon the way and upon himself as the way. It is by him and through him that access to the Father is possible. And if Thomas would know the way, he must know Jesus. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." They were thinking of his coming separation from them. He thinks of men's separation from God and of himself as the uniting agency. If the distance was bridged, it was bridged by him, and therefore men must travel by him. He was an illustration of the way in himself, in his obedient life and voluntary death. No other could be the way, because none could perfect holiness as a qualification for the offering of himself. Hence all must accept him or remain apart. Jesus also called himself the truth, and so it is that the way and the truth leads to life. Thank you for listening to me.